You cite Secretary Pompeo in the book as somebody that you talk to a lot, seemed to see your point of view on things. Secretary Pompeo has called you a traitor. He openly celebrated when you left the White House, yet you say that he shared North Korea views, Iran, China. So how do you think Pompeo is so trusted in this White House for so long?
Well, I think he took the view that I think led to disagreements between us, that even in issues where he thought the president was moving in the wrong direction, he would just stop trying to persuade him, stop trying to fix what was clearly a problem. And I think his political future is very much tied to the Trump administration, and I can understand what he's doing.
Any reaction to the traitor talk? He compared you to Edward Snowden.
Yeah, that's complete nonsense. But on the other hand, the president was quoted months ago as calling me a traitor, so the fact that Mike Pompeo does is par for his course.
The South Koreans have weighed in, saying this book does not reflect accurate facts and substantially distorts facts. Unilaterally publishing consultations made on a mutual trust violates the basic principles of diplomacy and could severely damage future negotiations. There's not a lot of people happy about this book.
Look, if you don't write the truth about these things at a point where the voters in South Korea or the voters in the United States can act on it, I think you're doing a disservice to the people.